I'm podcasting's Rich Siegfried, and I think Indiana Jim is swell. Hi, everybody. This is podcasting's Rich Siegfried. And if I were locked in battle against a armored giraffe, the only man I'd want by my side fighting with me is Indiana Jim. All right.
I'm the only one with the reach.
And now, coming to you not exactly live from
the cliffs of insanity,
a man who needs no introduction, that international man of geekery, that intrepid arch-geekologist, Indiana Jim.
Well, how's it going? I'm eating Amish bread. I don't know if you ever had Amish bread. Pretty good. Got like cinnamon sugar on top. Could use raisins somewhere in the middle, which is the conclusion my wife and I have come to. So welcome back, episode 4 of The Adventures of Indiana Jim. And I have for you tonight, listener-created content. And I laugh because it's very rare for me to get that. So, on today's, tonight's, this week's, this month's episode, I have for you... The thing about Amish bread, it kind of gets stuck in the throat. Anyway, here, I'm going to take a drink. Down in the hard stuff tonight. I like... this episode is brought to you by milk. It still does a body good. And it's easy on the vocal cords, at least for now. I'm going to have this cold coming back, too, which is thrilling. So, this episode, I have for you content from the original, the one and only Trucker Cylon of Winging It and Slice of Sci-Fi. That is Jack Jaffe, who is producing a choose-your-own-adventure-type podcast novel. Excuse me, I'm going to have to burp here. I'm going to mute this. Hang on. No, it wasn't funny enough to actually record. So, this is one of those episodes where I'm just taking it easy, you know? The other guy is the almighty Shmoo! Stephen Gill with a review of a game. Mystic Gems, I guess. It's an oldie but a goodie. So anyway, I'm proud to present those to you this episode. Rich Siegfried and I spent 2 hours and 20 minutes on Skype last month, and I finally managed to get the thing edited into three parts. I like to call them the first part, the useful, Rich Siegfried, the useful, the second part, Rich Siegfried, the interesting, and the third part, Rich Siegfried, the hilarious. Those are the Rich Siegfried trilogy. As you recall, I had a T. Morris trilogy last time, which was sort of like Lord of the Rings. You know, it's all kind of seamless, filmed at the same time. Part one turned into part two, turned into part three. But Rich, you know, when you talk to Rich, about a third of the conversation is stuff that's actually important. And a third is kind of interesting and kind of cool to talk about, and another third is just utter blithering hilarity. So I've kind of got them condensed. So the first episode is the useful, because I promised an interview with Rich regarding promotion, especially with cons coming up, with the con season. So that's going to be the first one. That'll be next week. And the week following that will be the interesting, which is like 45 minutes of interesting. And then another 38 minutes of hilarity, which should run us right about up to Balticon, maybe about a week off from that. So I've got a little bit of a cushion. But I'm sure you guys won't object, because at least I'll be putting something out. Right? Right. So, anything interesting to talk about? No, not really. I can't think of much. Interesting. I have lines to record for Chasing the Bard, which is Philippa Jane's little podcast novel over at chasingthebard.com, which is really cool. Just found out the Ranting Scotsman Ian Shields is back. Yes, he's back. He's got 8 episodes planned out on paper, he tells me. And, yeah, well, there's the nose. Watch this part. I didn't think you wanted to hear that either. Do not cry for me, Argentina. It's the price you pay for living in friggin' Indiana. Oh, man, I can't wait till we get to May. But actually, May may not be the rest, but I hope it is. Okay, enough crap. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll get back to the first listener content of the episode. Yes, sirree. Boo, ba, boo, ba, boo, 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 ba. What am I doing? Ugh.
Between madness and a McDonald's lies a little path, a road that travels between hallucinations and dreams. Go to an America that never was and a nightmare that never ends. I am Alice, cursed to walk through a shattered looking glass. My only guide is you. Come join me in the first Choose Your Own Adventure style podcast. Join the road guides and take part in deciding my fate. From the twisted mind of Jack Jaffe comes a new take on the dark fairy tale. 12voltheater.com's Down the Road. Find out more at 12voltheater.com. Because only you can save me from myself.
All right, so I think the first thing I'm going to do... Well, go ahead and we'll talk to or be talked at by Jack Jaffe, Trucker Cylon of Winging It and Slice of Sci-Fi voicemail fame, which is coincidentally where I got my start. Thank you very much. If you recall from last episode. And... I had a thought right there. Where did it go? Where did you go, little thought? Little thought, come back to me, thought. There it is, flying away. Be free, thought, be free. Oh, yeah. Whatever, right? Let's just get to it.
Hello, this is Jack Jaffe from 12 Volt Theater, the first and only Choose Your Own Adventure style podcast. 12 Volt Theater is not for kids. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, I do want to make a bit of a caveat there. Perhaps the first Choose Your Own Adventure podcast. However, Trucker Cylon, Jack Jaffe, there is a little thing. Now, where is it? I'm descending into delirium. From Nathan P. Butler, StarWarsFanWorks.com. Where is it? It's, well, you know, here, let me, StarWarsFanWorks. Peter Griffin, where did he come from? An audio drama from Nathan P. Butler. Entitled, which one was it? Crap, I can't remember. It wasn't Always in Motion. Nothing Changes? No. Maybe. No. Huh? Wait. No. Always in Motion.
Always in Motion is the future. Hmm?
Yes, Always in Motion. If you go to StarWarsFanWorks.com/alwaysinmotion.html. It's sort of a choose-your-own-adventure. What Jack is doing is taking votes on the progression of the story, which I think is really cool. However, the always in motion was sort of a, if you want this character to do this, download this particular episode. So it's a little bit different. And so he's technically accurate, but, you know, by the spirit of the law, yeah, forget it. I just wanted to point you to that other thing just because it's so cool. But so is this thing. So let's keep going.
Now, most of you guys probably know me as Trucker Overdrive. Now, I'm on Jim's show to talk about podcast promotion.
That's right. He amended his name to Trucker Overdrive, which is really cool. Next.
Jim understands the value of podcast promotion.
Absolutely.
We all know things are looking up with Indiana Jim, which he now changed to The Adventures of Indiana Jim.
Ha-ha! Yes.
I have to remember that. Sorry if I slip. Now, Jim's a master of podcast promotion.
Master.
He's really in the thick of things, working with a bunch of other podcasters out there. And I think he understands the value of what I'm going to say here. He talked a little bit in a previous episode about what to do at a convention or to promote your podcast. Well, if you're not at a convention, there's a few simple things which you could do in order to promote your podcast in the podosphere. Promos. Make sure you're around a minute on your promos. Anything too much longer will start to feel like you're taking over that person's show.
Yep.
Another thing, make sure your promo reflects something inside your show. It has to be clever, funny, or witty. You really need to grab the audience's attention. Two, listener contributions. I'm not talking about money.
Wait, what are those?
I'm talking about calling up that K7 line that the other guys have.
Yeah, the K7 line that I used to have that nobody used.
They have those lines for a reason.
Do they? What is that reason? Oh, wait, maybe to actually call once in a while. Do I sound bitter? I mean, really?
Record fan art and fan audio for these podcasts.
Hey, how exactly does one record fan art?
Doing things for the other person's podcast is a great way how to get involved and how to get your name out there and get recognized.
And thank you. Recognize. Sorry. There we go. Finished. Yeah, thank you. You, Jack, are taking that to heart. You and Doug Rapson and Chris Dickey. And now the almighty Shmoo will be next later.
Number three, honor the little guy.
Honor.
You know what? Far too many people flock to the big podcasters out there and don't understand that you really need to build up your base roots with other podcasts out there. Because, you know what? Those really big name guys, while they sound flashy, they had to start somewhere. Also, you're not going to be able to probably get a lot of help or support out of them when you can talk to smaller podcasters out there that are probably more interested in getting involved in your podcast and doing other stuff for you. And once you get past the big names, the drop-off is pretty much about everybody else. Okay, I hope these common sense tips help you guys out. And remember, the more you put out into the podosphere, the more you're going to get back out of it. Thank you.
Yes, the more you put out, the better. I'm sorry, this show is turning into winging it, really, and I can't talk anymore. But I have a real problem with what he just said. I am a master of podcast promotion. Now, fine, I love hearing that, but excuse me, the only problem is excuse me again. If I were really a master of podcast promotion, I swear I'm drinking milk, okay? I'm not drinking alcohol here. If I was a master of podcast promotion, wouldn't I have more than like 100 listeners? I mean, really? But, you know, it's all about personality. And I just have that personality that very few people are really attracted to. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, thank you, Trucker Overdrive, for sending in that content. That was very nice of you, and I hope you will send more, because, you know, I've listened to your show a little bit, and I think you have a great personality for being a podcast host, for sure, And so I hope you'll send me more stuff. And where are we at? Oh, we're at the 15-minute mark, which things are just flying right by. I keep trying to think of stuff to talk about. I am currently reading Glenn Cook's omnibus edition of the first three books in the Black Company series. It's called The Chronicles of the Black Company, available from Tor. And Glenn Cook is really good. Now, here's the problem with Glenn Cook. Excuse me. He's not one of those guys you can... How do you put it? Robert Jordan is a classic example. He's the kind of person who paints a picture for you, okay? He really sets the scenery and the mood and the motivations and feelings of the characters. Whereas Glenn Cook, it's like, reveals a little corner of a tapestry. And in particular, Black Company is first person. The guy is the company's physician, the battlefield physician for this group. And he's also the analyst, basically, not analyst, Y-S-T, but anal, like A-N-N-A-L-I-S-T, writing the Chronicles of the Black Company. So there is dialogue, of course, and it doesn't read just like a chronicle, but... moments where he writes in it, like really coming from this guy's point of view experience of the events. Like, for instance, he'll write, you know, if so-and-so read this, he would say I was giving it short shrift when he's just kind of described this battle or something. It's really cool. And it's one of those things where a character comes up and something happens and it's like you're expected to know what's going on, and you keep going and eventually you figure out what he's talking about, and it's kind of cool. It's like, this situation is growing. But you have to be patient with Glenn Cook, because each line, he does not waste time with flowery phrases. Something that would take Robert Jordan three paragraphs to write, he would get across in two sentences. Excuse me. He really does not waste time. Sometimes he'll say the battle was over in minutes. I mean, literally one sentence to take the span of an hour. It's pretty interesting, and you should check out Glenn Cook because he's pretty interesting. I just can't talk tonight. Okay, I got nothing, so we're gonna go out, bump out here, and hear from the almighty Shmoo.
Renaissance Gamers present Mystical Gems with the Almighty Shmoo. This week, I'll be looking at the net's oldest, still updated blog. It's just chock full of geeky goodness and comes from a source you might not expect. So, is it some big techie high-tech blogger letting us know about the latest gadgets? No. Is it some web-based company bringing you the latest in software updates? Eh-eh. It's a game company. My favorite one, actually. Steve Jackson Games. These are the guys that brought you some of the geekiest card games ever, Munchkin and Shay Geek. And they're also known for a little role-playing game called GURPS, the Generic Universal Role-Playing System. Probably one of the best role-playing games on the shelf, in my estimation. Steve Jackson Games' blog, The Daily Illuminator, started way back November 16th, 1994. And as far as I can tell, they haven't missed a day of posting since. Well, maybe one or two days. But that's still very impressive. And you can check all of their posts all the way back to the first day, as they have a very good archive. What's cool is not only do they post updates on their merchandise, but also on cool things that they find around the web in what they call illuminated articles. The Daily Illuminator is where I found about such things as the Threat Alert Jesus, who glows with the colors of the national threat level as determined by Homeland Security. Yeah, that's what I always wanted. A glow-in-the-dark Jesus staring at me all night while I sleep. And also where I got to take a look at some really cool Tesla experiments going on in Australia. Shocking information, to say the least. And where I found out about Boilerplate, the world's first mechanical man developed back in the 1880s. He even had a world tour. I don't get a world tour. This metal guy. They even talk about the state of the gaming industry and where it might be going. If you're a gamer or just looking for a new blog to check out and get some geeky info, I would highly recommend the Daily Illuminator. And you can check it out at their website. That's sjgames.com. Well, that's it for this week. You can follow me on Twitter as the Almighty Shmoo, or email me at almightyshmoo@gmail.com, and, let me know what's on your mind, You got any ideas for something I should post? Yeah. And with that, I will leave you with knowledge from the Illuminati. If at first you don't succeed, change the rules.
Hey everybody, J.C. Hutchins here. You probably know me from the award-winning Seventh Son podcast novel trilogy or my Ultra Creatives interview series. And you probably know that I'm a shameless, if tactful, self-promoter. But here's the plot twist. I'm here to promote someone other than me. Now give me a minute to talk to you about SobCon 2008. Now SobCon is a conference created by Liz Strauss. If you don't know the name, you oughta. She's a professional blogger and career advisor. She's very influential in the online space. And she created SobCon as a way for folks like me and you, so-called average people, embrace their creative passions and start online businesses. This is SobCon's second year. Last year, the conference was covered by the Chicago Sun-Times and Business Week. It's a mashup event that's part seminar, part conference, part deep networking event. Attendees spend quality time face-to-face with some of the most highly networked business bloggers online. You'll get to cut to the core of what online business you'd like to start, consult with experts there in the room, and build a soup-to-nuts real business plan that you can put into action immediately. This is Biz School for bloggers, folks, and it's good to know the business of running a great blog, whether you blog for money or entertainment. The event takes place from May 2nd to the 4th, and you can find out more information at sobevent.com. That's sobevent.com.
We know. Know how tough it is when you're not getting any,
and I don't get much. But go ahead, sorry.
No, you don't get much.
I don't get much, but it usually comes from Doug Rapson and Chris Dickey from the Stealth Geek. And just what the heck was that all about? You have heard a couple clips from the interview that I did with Rich Siegfried, Requiem of the Outcast. And if you go to Requiem of the Outcast, R-E-Q-U-I-E-M, I know some people just don't know how to spell Requiem of the Outcast.com, you'll find Rich Siegfried and all things that he does. And this, of course, took place before Rich released footage from Stranger Things and pissed Earl off. I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, I got Rich while he was still happy. So consider that a bonus. I'm trying to
He chose poorly.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Hello.
Nice to meet you again.
Pleasure.
Oh, everyone acquainted?
Now, we're prepared to resist you.
Forgive me, Wapo. I know that I, Jefe, do not have your superior intellect and education. But could it be that once again, you are angry at something else and are looking to take it out on me?
I got all kinds of other stuff in here. What else do I have? I have what's this? Things are looking up thing. What's going to here? What is that?
Stand back! Or I break the kid's neck!
Help me! I'm the doctor! I got my whole life ahead of me!
Glenn!
Prison changes
a man, son. Let's go.
Yeah, what else? Let's try this one.
If you are a Scottish lord, then
I am Mickey Mouse.
How dare he?
I like it. What's this one? Ooh. That was from Pirates of the Caribbean.
This is Ray Perry, and you're listening to Things Are Looking Up with My Daddy in the Engine.
That was a cool intro. I liked the intro. I should have stuck with that one. Maybe, nah. Okay.
We do not follow maps to buried treasure, and X never, ever marks the spot.
I will take the book now.
What book? You're using Vanetti's defense against me, huh?
I thought it fitting, considering the rocky terrain.
Quick! What's that from? We're only at half an hour. Gosh, I got all kinds of other stuff I can play. What is this? Hey, whoa, I haven't, you know. What is, let's see. There's there. And that's that. Where's? Where are they? That is weird. I don't have the bloopers. Where are the bloopers? I need to release Thesis of Fantasy bloopers one of these days soon. Because, well, this goes way back here.
The following is a presentation of As Yet Untitled Productions.
Wow. It goes back a ways.
Hello,
doesn't
and
it?
Welcome to
the As Yet Untitled Podcast.
No,
where
again.
We talk about
a bunch of stuff.
I am.
I missed that part.
Indiana Jim, your intrepid archgeologist.
You have chosen wisely.
And now, no matter when or where you are.
Was that chosen wisely part still in my intro?
Exactly,
or did I forget?
Indiana. It's Indiana
Jim. Huh. What?
Welcome to the introductory episode of the As Yet Untitled Podcast. I am so uber stoked about starting my first podcast.
I wrote it all down and did it verbatim.
Unless, of course, you're one of those guys who's out there going, hey, I'm ready to start my first podcast, but I beat you to it.
First,
this is actually my second
can't
foray
find something
into the podosphere.
Fast enough.
My first.
Yeah. Sorry, I really peaked there.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, get yourself on the ground. I said, young man,
way too happy, unhappy. Young man, there's no place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, not anymore. I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time.
Yeah, we've been to the Y lately because our kids are playing soccer, right? And you can play basketball and go swimming and lift weights and run on a treadmill. They have childcare. They have karate, soccer and t-ball and yogurt and yoga and vending machines. I like the vending machines. You can get yourself clean. You can have a good meal. If you like pole sausage. Sorry, I clipped again. I really have no idea what I'm doing anymore. I should probably hang it up. but I'm having so much fun because I don't know what else to do. Hey, next week, I am going to be on Friday Night Live with Monty. If you're on Twitter, her name is AKA Monty, and her website, well, here's 12 Volt Theater. Oh, right, 12 Volt Theater. Jack Jaffe, you have to www.12vtheater, E-R, that's an E-R theater, not R-E, .com, 12vtheater.com. To find that website. I tried 12 volt, but that just didn't work. Okay. Where are you, Monty girl? I cannot find you. Let's go to replies tab on Twitter. This is how I find everybody now. I use Twitter. if you're not using Twitter, then that's okay. But what it is, obviously everybody knows it's, oh, you post what you're doing at that point in time. But no, it's more than that. It's like an ongoing conversation. It's almost like every podcaster that I know is all in this room together doing their things, whatever they do during the day, and talking about it and also talking about other stuff. It's like an ongoing conversation that it's like you're all right there together. It's really fun. AKA Monty. Shannon is her real name. You go to brain-soup.blogspot.com. brain-soup.blogspot.com. And through there, you can find a link to her radio show through Live 365, and I don't know what it's through anymore. Anyway. We're hoping to be on there together Friday night live at 10 p.m. Eastern in the stream. Some of the people that show up in the chat room include me and Wonder Wolf, Jack Hosley, and some other people who I don't really remember. Oh, Random Nicole, she's also in the Twitterverse. She's got a website, Random Nicole Twitter. Yada, yada, yada. Boom. Random Nicole. You go to randomnicole.wordpress.com. She's also a podcaster. And podcast is something. Well, maybe she doesn't do a podcast. I can't really tell much. No, I guess she's just a podcast fan, and she has a website at randomnicole.wordpress.com. I may have already said that. Yeah, probably did. Also, the Always in Motion that I mentioned, which is, where are you? Oh, right. Now, did I keep this thing or not? Oh, blast it. It's a zip file. Oh, here we go. Oh, yes. This is the other thing I wanted to mention. Is soon I will be... No. Cancel. Not there. Soon be featuring the first Star Wars audio drama released through StarWarsFanWorks.com. As far as I know, it's the first
It may not actually be the first. It might be the first really well done one. It's called, crud, now I can't think of it because this stinking cold has got my brain. Second strike. It's Second Strike. That was the first Star Wars Fanworks audio drama. Let's see if I can find it on here. It's an alphabetical order. The synopsis, 1.5 years after the Battle of Endor, between the X-Wing comic books and novels, the Empire is still strong but fragmenting. Various warlords have begun staking their own claims. One such warlord is former Imperial Moth Aerlis Dehran. When a New Republic intelligence mission to Dehran's capital world, Ferrisol, goes bad, it's up to a New Republic special ops team, Vulcan's Razors, to pick up the pieces. Enter our group of heroes. They're not perfect. They're not Jedi, and they're certainly not well-adjusted in some cases, but this isn't a space opera. This is war. And they're out there fighting it, each one knowing that for every success a price is paid in blood, and every mission could be their last. Follow their journey as they take on Lord Dehran behind enemy lines in Second Strike, the ground-baking first... Ground-baking? Oh my gosh! Oh, the humanity. First ever fully cast serious Star Wars fan audio drama on the internet. There's a lot of caveats in there, but hey, it's awesome. Come on. Maybe we should go. YMCA, woo-hoo. Can't help you today. Everybody now, YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for young men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. Oh, is it ready? Oh, darn it. 79%, 78%. Boy, you know, nobody send an email to the RIAA or anything, would you? Good thing is, nobody wants to download partials of songs that have my voice on top of them. In fact, barely anybody wants to actually download my podcast, which has my voice in it. So it's not as though I'm actually making anything entertaining here. You know, really? Unless you're laughing, which means you're probably just insane and don't know what you're doing. Here I go again. Where is Winsip? Zip, hello, Winsip. Never can seem to find what I'm looking for. Look at me here. Lord, I pray. Winsip has taken forever. Get out of Skype. The only road I ever known. Track one. I want track one. Aha. There's track one. Sweet charity. Extract. Aha. Projects. What am I doing? Trust me, I'm... Just a minute, okay?
Greetings, Professor. Welcome to the Crimean Historical Society Archives. As you know, our records are currently incomplete, and we appreciate your assistance in separating the many divergent versions of events into factual, useful archives for University of Crimean students. As we proceed, we will attempt to recreate historical events, piece by piece. When diverging opinions exist on what course of action would have been taken by the event's primary participants, you will be prompted to choose from a series of options. To do so, simply follow the instructions that are given, and skip your playback device forward or backward to the relevant playback track to continue along your chosen path. Again, we appreciate your effort in setting the record straight for future generations, Professor. Good day. To begin, proceed to track 3.
Well, I was in the middle of a bite. I didn't know it was over already.
Why is WinZip not responding? This is ridiculous. Okay. Maybe we should try that again. One more time. Really? Come on. Grr and all that stuff. Ah, man, these sniffles will not leave me alone at all. Yeah. File. Let's see, select all, extract to projects, Star Wars Fanworks, go. Yes, to all. Access is denied. Oh. Would you like to? No, I don't want to view. I want you to close and go away. Okay. Now, let's continue. Wait. What did he say? Open which part?
Simply follow the instructions that are playback track or chosen path. For generations, Professor. Good day. Record straight for future generations. Again, we appreciate your effort in setting the record straight for future generations,
yes.
Professor.
Okay, check this out.
Good day. To begin, proceed to track 3.
3. Where is track 3? Oh, where's track 3? Oh, there it is. Aha.
Razor's Edge Audio presents Star Wars, Always in Motion, Ambush on Onkara by Nathan Butler, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, you make the calls for Zalaron Kell, Padawan learner of Jedi Master Krastor Veda.
All right, troopers, dispersed by the numbers. General Vader, the landing zone is as secure as it can be on touchdown. We will begin adding fortifications on your order.
Thank you, Sergeant. Let's be certain that there's a need to stick around on Ankara before we expend any further resources on this little jaunt.
That would be General Vader, V-E-D-A, not Vader.
I still don't entirely see the point of this exercise, Master. A jungle moon hardly seems the most logical place for the Confederacy to be setting up camp.
Still betting on separatist droids being too clumsy to handle the terrain, Zalaron? Well, I suppose we'll see.
Yes, Master.
Well, I suppose one of us should remain here with the dropship. The other should take a look around and perform a quick recon of the area before we link up with the other troopers from the other dropship. Would you care to do the honors, Padawan?
To stay with the dropship while Master Vida carries out the recon, proceed to track 11. To let Master Vida remain behind and carry out the recon yourself, proceed to track 7.
Track 7.
Droids, droids, droids. Where are you hiding, little droids? Come out and fight me, little droids. Ah, this is pointless. Ah, trooper.
Yes,
anything?
Begging the commander's pardon. Without sight of our own equipment and two dropships, there's not enough mechanical parts on this garden spot to build a holdout blaster.
Yeah, I get that same feeling. The only thing threatening out here is native wildlife. I sense no disruption in the jungle that a horde of droids would generate. Let's get back to the landing zone. Dropship one, I know! Come on!
Uh-oh.
Proceed to track four.
Oh, open track... Track four, here we go. Track four!
Private, check on those other troopers. Master! Master Vita! Private, do you have a visual on Master Vita?
No, sir.
That doesn't make sense.
Master Vel,
sir,
Vita!
The troopers are dead. Someone struck the dropship from the ground, not above. We're not alone here. You should get to dropship 2 to get you off the surface and call in a task force. I'll remain here to gather more information. It's standard operating procedure on drop-in surveys.
What about Master Vita?
He knows the SOP, sir. You'll meet us at LZ2 if you can.
To head for dropship 2, go to track 6.
Oh.
To look for Master Vita, proceed to track 8.
You want track 8? I'm a brave one.
I have to listen to the Force and sense Master Vita's location. He has to be somewhere nearby.
There! On the other side of the thicket, he's...
Oh, no.
The Separatists will never win this war, Barriss. It's not too late to return to us.
To a corrupt Jedi Order or serve in an even more corrupt Republic? Never. You were always wise, Crastor Vader. But in this you are blind. I serve Dooku, not your order. And one day, the name of Darth Balas would be celebrated as a hero and a liberator.
Frickin' Sean Connery.
James. We were close once, almost like brothers. I would not lie to you. Dooku's path is the right choice.
I suddenly remembered my Charlemagne.
Like us.
Your passion blinds you.
No, it fuels me.
No,
it
gives me
fuels you.
Illumination. Junior.
But no more, Master Vader. Be at peace, if you
I
can.
Suddenly remembered my Charlemagne.
Master.
Let my armies be the birds in the sky. I forget
what
first
to do.
Now
to attack Dark Jedi Danad Balas,
oh.
Go to track 12.
Oh.
To remain in hiding until Balas is out of sight,
yes.
Go to track 16.
We're gonna... Oh, he's a pretty scary dude. We're going to track 16. Just cause. Okay.
I'm sorry, old friend. We could have served together again.
I'm sorry, Marcus.
Instead, you chose to turn your back on me. I deserved your trust, not your pity, not your Jedi Order rhetoric. You're the one who has fallen, not I.
Wow.
Goodbye, foolish Jedi.
He spit on him. You.
Either he didn't sense me, or he didn't want me to know he'd sensed me.
Ooh.
Either way, I need to get out of here, and fast.
Proceed to track 20.
20. What, I have no choice?
I should have gone with him. There was no reason why he had to face that Dark Jedi alone. I surely could have helped. Master. If you can hear me out there in the forest somewhere, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I was too weak to slay your killer. I'm even more sorry that I made you think so little of me that you couldn't take me along to face this danger. I sense you saw this coming. Perhaps not. Either way, now I'm left to face him alone. I'll either prove myself capable as a testament to your teachings, or I'll be seeing you in the life beyond this very soon.
Uh-oh.
Proceed to track 5.
Track 5.
Okay. Much better. I can just stop, take a breather for a minute, and then I can... Okay. So much for being alone. What is that sound? It sounds mechanical.
To turn toward the sound and check it out, proceed to track 9. To turn away from the sound, proceed to track 13.
What do we think we are?
To continue running through the clearing in the direction of the landing zone, proceed to track 19.
Oh, hey, we'll just run. No, wait, 9.
All right, don't move. Step out where I can see you. I said show yourself! Wait. It's some kind of system component. But all by itself, that would make it just a decoy. So the real threat is...
Behind you, Jedi. This is Post 9. The other Jedi is down. Repeat, Jedi Commander is neutralized.
And so, a trap has been sprung, and a Jedi has passed from the galaxy. Proceed to track 39.
Oh. What? What kind of crap is that?
You've been listening to a Razor's Edge audio presentation of Star Wars, Always in Motion, Ambush on Onkara, starring Brian Patrick Stoyle as Zalaron Kell, Christopher Walker as Crastor Vita, Ian Bowie as Denad Vallis and the Sniper, Rich Sickert as Mortacor, Gary Mongar as the Clone Troopers, and Nathan Butler as Guide and Narrator. Written, directed, produced, cast, mixed, and music supervised by Nathan Butler. Star Wars Always in Motion is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted material herein, including any music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. Extra special thanks from the entire creative team to George Lucas for creating the playground and letting us, the fans, roam within it. From all of us at Razor's Edge Audio, thank you for listening, and may the Force be with you all. Why not play again and see how history unfolds? To do so, return to the beginning of the story itself by going to track 3. Return to the introduction for instructions by returning to track 1, or allow your player to repeat the disc.
I'll have you know. I will have you know, the first time I played that, I made it all the way through. I didn't die. Ugh, man, I thought I was gonna win for you. But, you know, maybe you should go check it out yourself. What do you think? Go give it a try, okay? Links in the show notes, okay? Better do links in the show notes, because I'm gonna have a lot of links. We'll see you next time with Rich Siegfried, Part 1, Rich the Useful.
You've been listening to The Adventures of Indiana Jim, a production of Visionary Creative Works. Visit podcast.indianajim.net and leave comments on the blog. Send in your emails and audio feedback to podcast@indianajim.net. I'm Dr. John Small. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Now, Jazzler gets you to the new frontiers of radio automation.
The new frontiers of radio automation.
Bring your station into the new age of music and let Jazzler do the rest. Jazzler, the leading radio automation software.